Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the John DeBellet Daily Podcast. It's Mike behind the mic today. I'll be standing in for Dave today as I bring you the very best from another glorious edition of the John DeBellet Show. On the rundown today, a woman from Illinois wired Bruce Springsteen over $1,000 for an investment in Dubai. The only problem was it wasn't Bruce Springsteen. Flyers legend Bernie Parent joined the show this morning, and he discussed his kickoff of his fishing challenge for a great cause. Every mother has their mom voice, where you don't take any crap from her when she's using it, and it even works on a bear. The guys react and discuss one woman's close encounter in her own backyard. Dave and Steve faced off in a game of quick draw, and that landed one lucky listener a pair of Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. It's Brian May's birthday today, and to celebrate, John turned the clock back to moments with the lead guitarist of Queen. And finally, Frank Caliendo made a surprise visit to the show this morning, fresh off of his Cleveland flight. To pop those headphones in, sit back, relax, and here we go.
You ever gotten the email from the Nigerian prince?
Sure, countless times.
Yeah, you know, who desperately short of cash.
I'm starting to doubt him.
You are doubting him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't gotten any kickbacks.
Well, somehow this might be dumber. All right. Some rube in Morton Grove, Illinois, near Chicago, got a text that appeared to be from Bruce Springsteen. Okay. Yes, we're talking about the boss here. Bruce Springsteen was texting them directly, said he needed cash. And they believed him.
You serious?
I swear to God.
New phone, who dis?
The text said that he needed money to help cover, quote, an investment in gold he made in Dubai.
Oh, my God.
This is a real rube. This really is, right? They believed him. They sent him $1,100 to cover the Dubai investment and then also sent him a $500 iTunes gift card that was supposed to help senior citizens pay off their phone bills.
How old was this person?
It does not say. They eventually wised up and called the cops, but that wasn't until all the money was transferred.
The John DeBellet Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, Bernie Parent.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
As a matter of fact, I'm sitting here with my wife, Jeannie, and we're driving to the shore to the boat, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, so you really are a fisherman.
John, I keep telling people, live your passion, and life will be good then. And obviously, the ocean, fishing in the ocean is my passion. I love it.
I would consider you more of an ice fishing kind of person.
When I was younger, but now I love it when it's warm, John.
So this event on Friday, it's at the Canyon Club in Cape May, New Jersey, and basically it's a BYOB event, bring your own boat, right? And the object is to raise money for Snyder Hockey.
Yes, the proceeds that we get from this tournament will be tripled by the Flyers, by Ed Snyder Association, which is a beautiful thing. We're helping young kids from the Philadelphia area, and some of those kids, by the way, have never been in the ocean, so it's going to be a great thrill for them.
Snyder Hockey has been doing great things for a real long time now. There are scholarships, and, you know, it keeps kids off streets, and again, like you're saying, here's a lot of kids, especially inner city kids, who've never been to the beach, have never been to the shore. So being out in the ocean is going to be a thrill for them.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be exciting.
All right. Now tell me your best fishing story, because seeing that you are a fisherman and how much you love this, Bernie Parent's biggest fish story.
A few years back, which they called the Baltimore Canyon.
Okay.
Which is about 72 miles offshore.
Wow.
And we hooked up onto a blue marlin. And usually, when it's not a tournament, you release them because they're beautiful fish.
Mm-hmm.
But the fish domed so much it died on us, and we had to bring him back.
Uh-huh.
The fish was 900 pounds.
Oh, my God!
What?
Oh, yeah, 900 pounds. It was 16 feet long.
That's not a marlin. That's a blue whale.
And then biologists came in to look at the fish, and they said the fish was adult fish. It was 25 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, my God. So basically, you caught a fish who had a heart attack.
Yeah, probably. It was probably cheering for the Rangers.
Well, this coming Friday at the Canyon Club in Cape May, New Jersey, it's the inaugural Snyder Hockey Inshore Fishing Challenge. Bring your own boat. All of the details you need, you can get by calling this number, 215-952-4157. You'll ask for Kathy Bowers, right, at 215-952-4157. Go get a big one, Bernie.
Yeah, come on, folks. Come and join us and help a good cause. So we'll have a good time. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Must be tough spanking your monkey.
Honey, you got real ugly.
102.9 MGK.
Cindy, I got a question for you. I'm not sure if you could do this on demand, but every mom has their mom voice. Okay, when you want the kids' attention, right, or there's something that they're doing, right? Can you do your mom voice?
Honestly, the thing I do that really annoys my kids is I try and talk like a Disney princess.
Oh,
it creeps them the heck out, and they'll just do anything to get me to stop it.
Because there's a story. I'm not sure where this happened. I think it's happening in California, this video.
It's Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, it's Lake Tahoe? Okay, all right. So I was right. It is California. This woman used her mom voice to the best of her ability. There was a bear in her backyard, right, walking up, and we just put the video up on our Facebook page. There's a bear in the backyard walking up on their back deck, and here is what the mom did in order to rid themselves of the bear.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, go! Go away!
And the bear ran away.
That's awesome.
That's great.
The mom voice always works.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's time for us to play Quick Draw. Quick Draw is a rather simple game. It works like this. I will give both Dave and Steve a topic that begins with a particular letter. Like, name a breed of dog starting with the letter P.
Poodle.
There you go. And the first one to answer will get that point. And you guys will be playing for, these two listeners. We've got Mike and Andrew. How you doing there, Mike?
What's up?
All right, not much. Sitting here doing a little radio show. And what about you, Andrew? How are you this morning?
Doing great. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right. Now, Mike, because you are the first caller, you get to choose who you want your player to be. You want to be Dave or Steve?
Who's going to win?
That's what you got to choose.
He'll take Dave. All right. So Mike is going with Dave. Andrew, you're going to get a Steve. And here comes the very first question. You guys ready?
Sure.
Let's do it.
This is for the Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. All right. Sebastian coming to town September 13th at the Wells Fargo Center. There's still tickets available for that show.
And it's first to three, right?
It's the first of
right.
three.
Okay.
All right. Here it is, your first example. Name something found in an art studio starting with the letter C.
Canvas. Oh.
Wow, nice. That was quick.
One
that was
a quick Steve. Draw. Very good, okay?
Come on,
I'm trying, dude. That was quick.
Name something you find in a restaurant kitchen starting with the letter P.
Plate.
My God.
What's
two for Steve? Have you seen these questions?
All right. You
crazy quick.
You got to come through here. Mike's
Steve has a machine gun.
All right. Here is your last one, or at least what could be Steve's last one. Name something you see in a courtroom that starts with the letter S.
Stand.
Feet. That was close.
It was me. Play it back, John.
We have to go to the tape and check on this. Hang on a second.
John's been recording this whole thing for this exact reason.
Right. Or at least what could be Steve's last one. Name something you see in a courtroom that starts with the letter S.
Stand.
Feet. He did get me. He got me.
Steve is quick. Andrew, you got yourself a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco.
At least I got Poodle.
Yes, at least you got Poodle. You got the example right.
I wasn't paying attention to the example.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
We're celebrating Brian May's birthday with our most recent interview with Brian. The Queen question you're most sick of.
How did you guys get together?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? All right.
Thumbs up, yeah.
Okay.
But there's a zillion books on the subject.
Uh-huh. There was a story that came out once that said that you never knew Freddie Mercury was gay. Did that ever come from you?
Well, in the beginning, certainly not. And I don't think probably he did either. No.
Well, you couldn't know before he did.
Well, it's true, you know. But, I mean, there were sort of signs, I suppose. But when we first knew Freddie, he had a full-time girlfriend. And when we went out on tour, maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, but we used to share rooms, you know, because we were very poor.
Right, sure.
And I know all about Freddie's early exploits, and they were with girls, you know. So I don't know how these things work, but I think it was probably a gradual realization with him that he wasn't feeling fulfilled by those relationships and went in the other direction. Yeah.
Was there ever like a definitive moment where he like sat the band down and just laid it out for you guys?
No, but I think there was a moment in Philadelphia when... See, I'm making this important. You know, we're playing Philadelphia, and suddenly 16 gorgeous blonde Amazon boys came along, you know, and parked themselves outside Freddie's dressing room. And then we kind of thought, Yeah, so, no, there wasn't really a moment. It's just a gradual thing. Like, this is what
that
I like doing.
That would be the
moment
right there. Hmm.
But Freddie's a complex person. You know, as you know, his lifetime partner was really Mary Austin, who's a girl, you know, and is still here, you know, and he left most of his fortune to her. And, you know, so that they remained very close, even though he had this other life. So he's a very complex person you're looking at in Freddie, really. And in a sense, I always think that he was married to his music more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just lived and breathed his art and his music, and that's the thing which fired him up more than anything else. And, you know, for those of us who were with him, we saw it day after day, hour after hour. You know, he was infused with this sort of light of music, this amazing fire in his belly. And that was Freddie.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Ding!
102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, as if by wizardry, look what has just walked into the studio. He said the other day that he would try to be here in time, and you're actually early.
I don't even remember coming in. I left my hotel in Cleveland because I was downtown Cleveland last night doing a charity event.
Okay.
My father-in-law had passed away from pancreatic cancer.
All right.
So 100% of the proceeds went to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
Oh, well, there's a guy.
Yeah, right. And then tonight, when I'm at Punchline, 100% of the proceeds go to my kids' college fund.
So that's beautiful.
That's really.
Are the kids on the road with you this time around?
No, because my wife is from Cleveland.
Oh, I see.
So,
I see.
Yeah, they've been there the last week and a half while I've been working and going all around. So the idea of this was to go out and do single nights and work on new material, and which I've never really done before, because anytime I would have to come up with something new, it would really be about got to find a new impression to do. So then you got to workshop an impression. So it's always, and then not everybody's going to know who the person is.
Oh, God.
And then there's a chance they're going to get hashtag and they're never going to work again. So working on my Kevin Spacey does nothing for my career. Just makes me get in trouble. You know, so it's that kind of thing. Like, it's constantly happening. And we talked about this the other week where every time, I think, you know, Robin Williams passes away, one of my favorite people to do, and I don't do it in the show, but people will call it out, and at the end, it's always the same thing, like, no, some Robin Williams, oh, no, and people are like, oh, that's fun, and then it becomes tribute-y, you know, kind of Rich Little-ish kind of feeling, and now I'm doing 1970s comedy.
Dead.
Yeah, there's a reality to that. When you're not a president anymore, people don't care so much.
Right.
And that was that's kind of the transition I was doing before I got to that. I was trying to find things that made sense and made people seem more relevant, like the George W. Bush. You know, when you're president, you have to know what's – that's funny. I try to stay not political, but you hear so much stuff. But you know, a president's supposed to know what's going on in the world. But when you're a former president, they don't ask you those tough questions anymore. They don't care. They're just happy that you're on.
Right.
So like with George W. Bush, they ask him questions like, what have you been doing since you've been president? And I can't tell if his answers are real or not, because he'll be like, I'm not really sure, man. I guess I've been working on my Facebook page, playing some Pokemon Go. Just got a Squirtle the other day, man. Looking for some shinies. Throwing some pineapples, man. So it's that, but that was kind of that transition where I was like trying to find new stuff. And now, I'm even telling it, you know, like last night, because my family was in the crowd, and that was weird.
Because you've been doing a lot of family material.
Yeah.
And they, is this the first time you really know that?
They, well, I told them, but they kind of just, they didn't, I don't know if they believe me or what, but the first bit I do about is my wife and sleep, talking in her sleep, because she doesn't really make sense. But the other night, she goes, I hear something. You know, I hear something, and I think it's a burglar or something like that, but it's her, and she goes to the bathroom, and she comes back right away. I'm like, you okay? She's like, yeah, I was just looking for the cake. I'm like, what? Not some cake, not a cake, the cake. And I start thinking, is she hiding cake around the house? Like, you look in a lampshade, there's, you know, some chocolate cake, or is it, or maybe it's just all kinds of desserts, and then the laundry room, there's a strudel. Right. It's that kind of stuff. And so I'm just telling these stories, and I can just see, I didn't see her, but she gave me a kiss before I left last night, so I guess I didn't get in too much. But I was doing the Fortnite stuff that I talked about. Right, and the Fortnite stuff is just, for the people who don't know what that is, it's a video game that the kids are so addicted to, and some adults, that it's unbelievable. And my son, where they have these dances in it too, and I was doing some of the dances for my son before the show. He's like, don't do that, Dad. Like, not even for the show. He's like, don't ever do that again. That's very
embarrassing. How old is he?
I don't know. No, he's still, he's about 14. Okay. He's about to turn 14. Right. He's not about 14. Right, he's 13 presently, but next week he turns 14 on the 26th. Yeah.
He's a Leo.
Yeah.
There's another performer in the midst.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's actually a really good actor if he wants to, but he doesn't want to.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do anything. It's kind of, I think my mom says that's exactly the way I was. And looking back, I got to believe.
Tell me about, because here are things I don't know about you.
Okay, yeah.
Where are you originally from?
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
I wear a mask. Okay. I'm Dr. X. I was born in Chicago area.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only place in the world, Chicago, where you can go to get food on your way to get food. They'll be like, hey, you want to stop with me at Johnny's Beef on the way to Armand's Pizza? What? You're getting food to get food? Hey, it takes you a while, you know? It takes 45 minutes to get there. But I grew up when my dad was, when I was four, not when my dad was four, because I didn't know him then. When I was four, my dad moved to the Milwaukee area.
Okay.
So we basically grew up in Wisconsin. Called Waukesha. Probably 15 minutes from where J.J. Watt is from.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And you are, and maybe it's Chicago, maybe it's Wisconsin, you are the least Italian I know.
Right. My wife told me that, too. Because I've got the blonde hair, which would be what, Northern Italy?
Right, that would be Northern.
Yeah. So, my wife, she complains, because when I met her family, it was the Sopranos, but a cartoon version of it. That's how far, but she's like, your family's watered down. I'm like, yeah, well, we're hiding from people. I got an uncle that I can talk about partially.
I see.
But he was like, he's always throwing things out like, you know, Frankie, when I was with Sinatra. What? Come on. Doing what? Carrying luggage for him? What are you talking about? But he would do this. He was like a mafioso kind of guy. He was totally mafia, but he was dealing cheese. You know, it's like. So he would get angry about it. I didn't understand. He just gets so worked up. He go, you don't understand, Frankie. You can't get cheese in Chicago without going through me. I'm like, what? What is that? Why are you so upset? What are you going to do? Put me on the cheese wheel? I don't understand. So, yeah, my family is pretty watered down. Her brother, I mean, it's I don't even know what I can say on the air. I haven't worked on some of that stuff, but her brother, when I met him, he was, I mean, full on, like, let's have a talk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Now,
like his shoulders were at his ears, that kind of guy. You know?
Now, where's she from that they're so Goomba?
Cleveland.
From
Cleveland. Dad's from West Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, you know, immigrants came over. So West Virginia, Just her dad, not her dad and her brother. Mm-hmm. So that look you gave me was like, what? Her grandma's from Sicily, and they all came to Lorraine for the steel mill, built the houses, stuff. Yeah.
All right.
And her dad was a special agent in the U.S. for the U.S. Yeah.
Really?
An Italian special agent.
Oh.
Hey, we took Shoma to Gunch home, you know?
And how is the princess? How's your daughter doing?
She's doing great.
Right.
I don't know. I see it with my wife and her mom. Like, right. My wife will just ask. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're just batting heads.
She goes, you're not going to believe what my mom said. Well, stop talking to her. It makes it a lot easier. Don't, because my wife will ask me questions and then not like my answer and then go ask her mom. And I'm like, well, then why did you even waste your time on me? Am I filler? Right. Is that what I am? And then she'll say, my mom said the same thing you did. I'm like, well, if we both agree, it's right. She's like, you're both wrong. We're totally opposite ends of the spectrum.
It's like getting food before you get food.
Yeah, right. None of it makes sense. Nothing makes sense. And that's kind of where my point of view is coming from on stage, because my point of view is like always like observational, pick this out. And right now it's like, what? I don't get the. How is this all happening? How do we think that this is normal?
Yeah.
That's where it's all coming from. And whenever I talk in that manner, like when I'm watching my son play the video games and I don't get it. I don't know if I told you the other day, maybe I did or not, but it was when he's playing Fortnite. He gets so into the game, like reality stops. He comes out of his bunker and he's like, what's that? And I'm like, daylight. That's what that looks like. You vampire. What? He was like, where's my sandwich? And I'm like, I didn't know you ordered one. What are you talking about? Shouldn't you be looking for blood? That you're that pale that you haven't seen any daylight. I don't know. And so it's all that kind of stuff. And the kids stuff is really amazing to me because it was, you know, I don't like babies. I don't enjoy them because they just need so much.
Right?
It's like they just want stuff, but they can't tell you what they want.
So the time that they were babies, you were on the road.
I tried. I just wasn't that interested. I mean, I love them, but if you can't talk, when my kids started talking, but then my wife always wants more kids. She's like, I want to have another baby. I'm like, let's get a dog instead. So now we have 12 dogs.
Oh, God.
An army of Shih Tzus. And count.
Well, Frank Caliendo is appearing tonight. It is one show only. It's his whole new show. It starts at 7:30 at Punchline Philly. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555.
And a lot of best of stuff in there, too. So at least a half an hour of new stuff, maybe even more than that. And then you get the John Gruden stuff. You get the John Madden stuff. You get all that kind of stuff.
Charles Barkley. See, that's what I'm talking about. Just get back to me and make it all good.
You know, when you're on the phone,
it's so freaky.
When
this.
You're on the phone doing this to us, we totally accept it. When we see it coming out of your face, it is so hard to
deal with. Right? It's weird.
It's really, really, it's really,
I'm
really
a freak.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.